From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia Paper on the newest construction plans for the major capital improvement project now underway at the Ichabod Crane Central School District. Work on a connector road between the middle and primary school buildings, which started in September, is almost complete. Interim Superintendent Lee Bordick said that, weather permitting, the road will be paved at the end of the month and the sidewalk between the two schools will be finished. The connector road was constructed so buses, which stop at all three school buildings in the morning and afternoon, can avoid Route 9 and State Farm Road to access the primary school. The road and several smaller projects represented the first phase of the project approved by voters last winter. The remainder of the work will begin next summer. All plans are preliminary at this point. Bordick will host a public meeting to discuss construction plans and to update residents on the project, 6:30 p.m. Wednesday, October 30th. Construction information is available at ichabodcrane.org. And you can read the full story in the Columbia Paper. Steve Hughes is reporting for the Times Union. A 15-year-old East Greenbush student was charged Tuesday, October 29th, with multiple felonies after the New York State Police alleged that someone committed a cyber attack against the East Greenbush Central School District's website. Police said the attack happened October 15th. On the day of the student's arrest, police searched a home in East Greenbush. The teen was charged with felony computer tampering and computer trespass, as well as misdemeanor unauthorized use of a computer. The unidentified teen was processed at the Skodex station and released to a parent. They're due back in Rensselaer County Family Court at a later date. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. WRGB-TV in Albany is reporting the New York State Assembly Health Committee Chair heard testimony Tuesday, October 29th, to examine the potential benefits and consequences of a ban on organized youth tackle football for children aged 12 and younger. There is no pending proposal in place to ban tackle football for youth organizations statewide. Concerns have been raised about young people who play tackle football and the impact it may have on memory and cognitive problems later in life. Committee Chair Richard Gottfried heard testimony about the potential impacts on programs and children, as well as the current impacts of the sport on children. The committee hearing comes as concerns are being raised about the long-term health effects of the sport. In September, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed legislation requiring all tackle football programs to provide parents with informational packets explaining concussions and the injuries football athletes could suffer as the result of getting hit. The law will take effect December 2nd. You can read the full story at CBS6Albany.com. The Adirondacks Almanac is reporting the New York Department of Environmental Conservation is planning to amend state regulations and designations for protecting endangered and threatened species, removing 19 species from its endangered and threatened species list. The eastern cougar will be taken off the list because it is now extinct in New York. The gray wolf will also be removed and renamed simply wolf, indicating a new understanding of that species based on recent DNA studies. Other species proposed for removal from the list, the osprey and Cooper's hawk. Peregrine falcons and bald eagles would now be redesignated of special concern. The spruce grouse would remain endangered. Species to be added to the list, the American eel, Atlantic sturgeon, several species of mussels and other mollusks, several bats, and more. When a species is listed as threatened or endangered under the state's endangered species law, it is expected to be a priority for DEC monitoring and management programs. The species is also protected through a permit requirement for projects likely to cause them harm. Read the full story in the Adirondacks Almanac. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.